Good morning. So this is the first, I think, part where I'm just speaking freely. It's waking up with me, although that sounds a little bit creepy. And obviously, I don't know if you're listening to this in the morning. I expect not, but yeah. I just thought maybe I'll record some of my early morning thoughts that you can listen to as a podcast of someone you know. So let's get to it. So yeah, what I've been thinking about today is how weird it is to have conversations with yourself. Because I think yesterday I realized that I was having full-blown conversations in my head with myself, kind of as if it were two people, or another person, in fact. Not to dig into the fact that I may or may not have a personality disorder, I don't think so, but it is actually a quite common thing to do, at least that I know of from behavioral therapy, where you argue with yourself when you come across certain fears, for example, and you're overgeneralizing or something, and you can kind of form arguments with yourself to let go of the fear, I guess. So this is actually harder than I thought, because just now there was a family coming out and I was so scared that I just stopped the recording, but we'll just see how it goes. So where was I? Yeah, behavioral therapy. So for example, let's say I'm afraid to talk to someone, and then I can just argue myself and ask questions like, why am I afraid? And if I'm saying, yeah, well, I fear that, let's say, this person doesn't like me after stating my opinion, then I can just argue, well, I mean, everyone is entitled to their own opinion, but that doesn't necessarily have to do anything with how they see me, and they may not necessarily like me less. And then you can just go on and go on and go deeper into the rabbit hole, I guess, to kind of argue why, this is maybe a fear that is irrational. So yeah, but I mean, what is it about this talking to yourself in general? I think it's quite fascinating to have these conversations, because if you think about it, like, with whom are you actually talking to? Obviously yourself, but with what kind of aspect of yourself? So I don't know. I tried thinking about it, like recording it, but it's quite hard to, like, how do you actually go on about this? If I'm saying, yeah, this and this and that, and then I'm just waiting to see what my inner voice says, and then there's this pause, and then I'm saying something again, but other people wouldn't have any idea of who's actually speaking. I mean, it's all me, obviously, but yeah. Also, it takes a lot of time, I guess, to wait for a response and then actually say it out loud. And I don't think I can do it like simultaneously. Well, maybe I can, actually. I'm not sure. So I'm trying to think about a topic that I can discuss with myself, and then we'll see how it goes. So let's try. All right, thinking about a topic. Well, that's the hardest part, I guess. But maybe that's even a discussion that I can have with myself. So what would be a topic to talk about? I don't know, maybe something about climate change. But see, this is the voice inside my head. Like, maybe actually, now that I think about it, maybe that's kind of like the unfiltered thoughts versus the more filtered thoughts, the thoughts that you more have control of versus the ones that you don't have control of that much. Because, I mean, we probably both know that we can have a lot of thoughts in our heads, and we don't necessarily have to believe everything we're thinking, because they're weird thoughts sometimes. So but how can I actually make it clear so that I know? Well, I can just try maybe to say, like, she says, which is a bit alienating, to be honest, but I'll just try for the sake of it. So she said that maybe we can talk about something like climate change. I don't actually know if that's a topic for it. It seems quite deep and maybe a bit too big for such a short little experiment. But maybe we can talk about... Well, actually, I don't know. Very difficult. Let's see. Maybe we can talk about how I got into feminism and the way I took, or the way I think about it, and how long it took me to actually realize that I don't know that much about it. So I think coming here to Denmark was very influential. I met this person, Justice. They are non-binary, or identify as they, them, or he, him. Yeah. He, him, his. And they were just sitting there and being super interesting, reading a book that I thought that I actually read as well, but it turned out to be something else about the inner racist or something. Interesting book. I have to check it out later again, because it seemed like very, very cool. I think it was about white supremacy and the inner racist that we have, basically saying that we're all racists, but we just have it internalized that much that we don't realize it, even if we claim to be tolerant, something like that. I'm not sure though. Yeah, and I met them and we kind of started talking, and I went home feeling very much inspired and realizing that I don't actually know that much about gender, and well, I do, but I haven't been dealing with it that much, because I mean, I haven't been encountered anything where I had to question my role as a woman, for example, and the differences in gender that much. Obviously, over time, sure, there might have been instances, but maybe not to a point that I was actually realizing what was going on. So I was going to the Politikenbuchhallen, the bookstore that we both went to, and I went there and asked, hey, I want to get into feminism, because I realized I didn't know that much about it. So there's another person, so sorry, get distracted. And yeah, and there was this woman, and she was really, really nice, and she pointed me to like different kinds of books and gave me some options, and then I stuck with How to Live a Feminist Life. And I remember reading it, and I was quite blown away by the things that were described there. And as I was reading it, I also felt like this... How could you say that? This weird feeling of waking up, I would say, and opening up your mind towards new ways of looking at things. And the further I read, the more I saw different things in my daily life all around me, where I felt like, this isn't right, there's something wrong. Now I'm gonna pause, because, no, I'm not gonna pause, because this person has headphones on and doesn't hear me.
talking to myself like a crazy person. Anyways, yeah, I realized there are a lot of things that I haven't noticed that much where I felt like threatened as a woman, or maybe not threatened, but like discriminated or at a disadvantage. And it started to hurt quite a lot, which was surprising, I guess. So I had to put that book on hold because it was a lot to take in, a lot of new thoughts, a lot of new ideas, and a lot of like buried, hidden pain that came to the surface, I guess. And I haven't actually finished that book, so I'm still at the very, very beginning, and I haven't touched it ever since, because, you know, I got distracted, and I had a difficult time with uni, and I found a lot of other cool books, and as you know, I have a problem when it comes to books, because I own a lot that I still haven't read, which is, according to you, a sign relating to my, what is it called? Star sign. Me being a Taurus, I guess. Am I a Taurus? Yeah. So yeah, so I got into that, and it's really crazy. I had this one phase where it was really, really fresh, all of this reading, where I then suddenly had this weird feeling towards men. I got very much like hostile, even at the sight of other men in public transport, and like how they're looking at me or how they're just sitting there. And I just felt this sense of anger towards them, which really surprised me. It kind of has shifted away, of course, by now, but I think that was just related to this kind of pain that emerged from reading all of these things and thoughts. But yeah, so this turned out to be a monologue. So I'm not quite sure how to ask my other self how to feel about this, but I'm gonna try. So I mean, how do I feel about this? Yeah. She says, I don't know. It's just that this is something new, but also something old. And I feel like much of the pain is related to what I've experienced in the past, in relation to my father and my brother. So it makes sense that I feel so strongly about it. But yeah. I think it's a good thing to learn more about myself and to realize where I'm from, who I am, and where I want to go. Okay, I'm gonna stop here because it's quite confusing. I'm staring literally at the sky, waiting for my thoughts in my head to form, and it's actually a bit freaky. So maybe that's not the best format. Maybe it's something that I have to write down in a blog post or something, to have a conversation about this. So I'm gonna try this, because otherwise it's just silence speaking. Silence speaking, so that doesn't really make sense. But yeah, there are two topics now that I've talked about. Like, one is about the how is it actually, it's like speaking to yourself, what does it mean, with whom do you speak, and the other one is obviously how I got into feminism, which I haven't even barely touched that much, but we can get to that maybe in a different episode. I think for now it's fine, because I don't want to have these episodes that long, but it's just like a morning thought, I guess. So you have a little glimpse into my
mysterious brain and what I'm thinking about in the morning while I'm downstairs drinking my coffee and smoking. So this is it, I would say. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you soon.